At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And you said, let me take another hit.
Hello. I see, I wanted to, too. I was like, maybe I should take another hit. But I was like, should I read more? Like, wait. I was like, I should wait to start. So I could, like, take another hit real quick. But then I didn't take another hit.
Good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope they all got a drink and a snack and are ready for a chat because, bitch, we got another candy set! Oh my god, bitch, wait.
What? Oh, yes. Ooh! We got some good lighting today.
Yeah, we got some lighting. Oh, I'm also going to take off our glasses. Anyway, we got a candy salad. Each time we get a candy salad, I try and add get a few things that are a little diff. Uh-huh. So I got some things that are diff today.
You've really been into, like, not wearing glasses. I just noticed that. Like, right now you were like, wait, let me take my glasses off. I was like, wait, he's really been into that look.
I just don't like the way the light looks on the glasses. Like, if we were to keep that light off, I'd probably keep them on.
Oh.
But the light just really reflects on them.
I thought maybe you're trying something new. Because I feel like lately you're like, I've just been seeing a lot about glasses.
Thank you. I think. Does it look
good? Yeah, I think you look good.
And I think it shows off the
mask. You don't like how you look about glasses, but I think you do look good.
I don't really love, but
I think you look
good.
I've been
thinking about getting contacts.
You should. You should try it out.
I mean, yeah, Mama's been thinking about it. Anyway.
Okay, Mama. I was going to say, if you know that, it was good. I mean, well, because I wasn't done telling you about your glasses.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if you know the prescription for it, you can just, like, order them online.
That's the thing. I don't know.
And you can, like, you can just, like, go to them and, like, they should tell you.
You think? I mean...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Speaking about doctors and, like, what they can do for us.
This is about Xanax again. I'm going to scream. I knew it was.
Okay, so yesterday I was hanging out with my friend Mari, right? And she was talking to me about, like, her friend of the podcast.
She's been
on. Yeah, she's been on here, like, twice. So, you know. If you know, you know.
When was the second time?
The best friends one. And then... There wasn't a second one?
No!
I swear to God, there was, like, a second one.
No.
There was! Where it was, like, me and her and you. Right?
No, we've had Evelyn on.
Yeah, we have Evelyn, Laura. We've only had a limited amount of people, girl.
We've had Chris on. I really want to have Chris on again.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him forever.
Neither have I. Well, actually, that's a lie. I talked to him the other week.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember this bitch who we used to work with. Remember one time me and her were working with Chris, mm-hmm. and we were closing, and she just, like, started really trauma dumping out of nowhere, and it was so Akko Taco.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, having a heads on and just listening, like,
living gag. I think I know who you're talking about.
It was one thing after another, and then she would be like, and my dad abused me, and we'd be like, and I tried to kill myself, and I'd be like, after my boyfriend killed himself.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what are we talking? It just kept going. Literally, at some point, I was like, I don't believe her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I literally stopped believing her because I was like, some of these things that she's saying are
like crazy.
Like, a little too crazy, and I don't believe you. I don't remember her name, though, and I don't remember her face.
I know who you're talking about. She had, like, really short hair, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I remember, like, she also trauma dumped whenever I worked.
I hated it. I was
like,
anyway.
Honestly, it didn't really bother me. I was just, gagged. I was like, no, she's fucking saying this.
It's like one of our, you know how one of our one coworkers just doesn't shut the fuck up ever?
Yeah.
It was like that, but with trauma.
Damn.
And sometimes they throw in trauma too, and I'm like,
when will it end? Never.
It
and
they
just
never
keep going and going.
Ends. And okay, I would consider myself as friends with this coworker, non-stop, 24/7. If I were to have a headset on 24/7, it would just be this the whole time. The whole time, and I'd be like,
you know, the thing is, I feel like I tune out people so easily that to me it just sound like, in cartoons, just like, wah, 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 wah.
I can't
even do it. Because I can tune out people so good.
I fear I don't really have that skill.
Really?
I like tuning people. Anyway, what were we going to say about the Xanax?
Why did you, like, actually hit my tip? Anyways, don't deny it, it's on camera!
What were we going to say about the Xanax? Tell me about the Xanax now. I'm just kidding.
Like, I genuinely got scared. Like, you should be an actor. you should be an actor. I generally got scared. I was like, oh my god, he's like lost it.
I can't be honest. My stutter started to come back for a second, and then I couldn't get the word out, so I just started to go with it.
You well, you did really good.
Well, yeah, I'm
an
actor.
You should like literally be an actor, yeah.
I'm...
That's like improv right there. That's scary. Okay, so you're getting me off track. Xanax. So I was talking to my friend Mari, and she was talking about like her prescription. And then, oh my god, get out of here! Girl, like, you actually look scary! I was like, what the fuck?
Sorry, I got to drink that, because I'm going to watch it back and be like... What the fuck was I doing? I can't wait to see the first one. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay. You were talking about Xanny.
Okay,
I just need a Xanny.
They're not going to give you a Xanny after they see this video. Are you kidding me? After they're seeing this video, they're actually going to believe you're like, have some sort of addiction. They're gonna see this and be like, he's on Xanny right there.
I'm just in like a good giggly mood.
Oh, I know why.
But I'm just not allowed to be in a good giggly mood.
In a googly mood?
In a good Now you're messing me up. Okay, y'all were talking about... I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Yeah, you just keep going.
But I'm just in a good mood.
I'm glad that you're in a good mood. Okay, I was gonna say... We're just talking about it as a point. And a point is... Okay, I remembered what it is. For a moment, I forgot. And I was rambling.
I was like...
And I was gonna be like, oh, I forgot. But I remembered. Okay, so the point is... She told me... Because I remember when I was like... I told her like, oh, yeah, he doesn't really know what doctor to go to. And I don't really know either. I told him just like to Google it. And she was like, oh, she can like just call like... She saw the fucking gnat coming at me. Literally attacking me.
I know.
It was like in front of your face.
Oh my god.
It scared me. I'm sorry. Tell me.
Who do I go to?
So she was like, you can go to like a family doctor. And I was like, oh, I think he told me he doesn't have a family doctor or something like that. And then she was like, oh, well, it's like a psychiatrist you can go to also.
Okay, well, you see.
So you could try a psychiatrist.
I have a family doctor.
Oh, you do?
I just haven't been to him since I was in like an actual like.
Child?
Child, like probably like 6 or 7 was the last time I went to a family doctor.
I mean,
and a bit.
I would assume you can go to him then. I mean. If he is your family doctor.
But, like, imagine, like...
Haven't seen you since you're 6?
Hey, Doc. I know we haven't seen each other in almost 16 years. I'm nervous to go on a plane. Xanax?
Well, that's your, like, when you should, like, meet him again. I mean, you need the Xanny. You said...
Okay, that's great. Okay, that's... See, now they're definitely not going to give it to me after that sentence.
Well, Ethan, let me finish the sentence. You need the Xanny because you're actually anxious to get on a plane. You're saying you're just feeling A-okay about it?
Okay, well, I'm definitely not feeling A-okay
about it. Especially if there's turbulence, girl.
And every time...
You're literally falling from the sky.
Stop saying that. Because I know...
Well, that's what you're doing.
I know that... Stop saying that.
You're making it's not funny.
You're making this sound scary. And like,
I mean, it is scary.
Stop!
I felt it. It's scary. But like, isn't that like... Oh my god, I'm not like super scared of planes. I've only been on a few times. I've only been on them a few times, Jesus. And, honestly, it's really not scary. Like, yeah, when you're coming out, it's kind of scary. It kind of just reminds me of, like, a roller coaster. That's why I'm not the biggest fan of roller coasters. Because, like, you know, like, when you're going up high and then, like, you know when you're going, like, straight up like that, you're about to, like, drop. It kind of just feels like that. That, like, sinking feeling. And I don't like that.
Like.
But, like, not that scary, though. Like, think of roller coasters type speed. Like, it's not that scary. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like.
But besides that, everything's chill.
I don't know. It's just like every time I watch, no, I keep taking things.
Although I have been on it. I think like it was like during the last part of the flight where like it was like raining and that was kind of scary. Like I would never want to be flying with like bad weather like that. I mean, I don't think anyone would want to, but like,
have you been digging?
If it were to be rainy, have I been to India?
Have you been digging in?
No, oh. I haven't. Oh. Bitch, I just thought you said if I've been to India. I was like, what? No.
Have you?
No, I haven't. But yeah.
Okay, I've been really excited to try these cubes. Will you try one with me?
Yeah, I'll try a cube.
I'm really excited. They're Warhead Galaxy cubes, and like each one's a different flavor. But
cheers.
Like, they're kind of... It's a little sour.
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel like it's getting more sour.
I feel like just like a burst of sourness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went away basically. I was watching the podcast episode last night. And
yeah, you're watching it.
Why am I cleaning? I was watching the podcast episode last.
Okay, we get it. You were watching an episode last night.
And it's the SpongeBob and Patrick one. And but the, I relived that whole hot sauce moment.
Really?
Like, I've literally basically relived it.
I need to watch it.
I was like, bitch, I still think about it. That shit, I've never felt like, so I've never eaten something like that did have that effect on me before.
Really?
Even the number 11 wasn't that bad.
No, yeah, the number 8 was, like, terrible. Like, number 8 was, like, actual pain. Like, it was literally just torture. Like, I don't... Like, I remember tasting something in the beginning, but it was basically torture.
Your reaction makes me giggle, though.
Really?
Yeah, your reaction, because I... The first thing I immediately do is throw the fry and stand up and just start... Just, like, literally start yelling.
Yeah, go, you were
and you crazy. And you said... And you started giggling the whole time. And I was like...
Well, your reaction was funny, but like, trust me, I was in pain. It felt like almost like clamping on my tongue.
Yeah, no, that's
like it was pain.
It sucked,
but it was funny seeing the way you were acting. So I'm like, oh my god, like definitely, like I'm in pain, but whoa.
Also, watching it, I like when I come back on camera. The few times I did come back on camera, the way that I look, so like. Nasty. Like, I came back and, like, it looked like my face was, like, dropping lower. I was so sweaty. Really? And I was sitting there and I was like, we need to take a break. We need to take a break.
No, you definitely had that voice. So you're like, how am I supposed to not laugh? When that's my view.
Sitting there. And then every 2 seconds. literally finishing an entire gallon, not gallon, an entire 2 liter of water in that, like, 5 minutes.
It's crazy. Like, it was only 5 minutes. It felt so long.
No, and I don't even know if it was 5 minutes. And I know I kept drinking the water once we got on our break, but like, bitch, it was just too much.
No, I mean, it was definitely painful. It was excruciating. I mean, you do have a whole fucking bottle.
I know.
I feel like we should have heard like some sort of segment.
I don't even know.
Like what? Like what could we use it for?
Oh my god! Like okay, oh, we play a game, mm-hmm. right?
And that's like,
and like each round the loser gets something bad, and then that's like the final one. That's like the worst thing that you can get.
Yeah. We should definitely do it.
I would really hope it would be you, bitch. Because I don't want to experience that shit ever again.
But like, you would have to. Because, like, we do, like, more than one round, right? So it's like...
Not the way I was thinking of it.
Oh, really? I was thinking, like, we have, like, one round, and then, like, you know, whoever wins, whoever loses, you know. Whoever loses that round has to eat it. And then another round. Then again, whoever loses eats.
See, that's not what I was thinking.
Really? I think that'd be so much fucking fun.
I was thinking multiple rounds, but, like, each time... The round, like, the bad thing just gets harder and harder to do. Like, that would be the last one that we do, because it's the hottest thing. It's, like, so hard.
Oh. But then, like, really? I feel like mine would be more fun, because it's, like, especially if you had it twice. Like, that'd be fucking funny.
You think you'd be able to handle that twice? Because I don't think I'd be able to handle that.
I think it'd be funny. It'd be funny.
Like, I literally, like...
And I think I could handle it twice, because all I'm saying is, like, just a little bite.
Bitch, like, my vision do, like, was going less. Blurry. It was so hot.
Yeah, and that'd be so funny to see again, especially if you had to do it twice.
I don't want to do that, actually.
I think my games are, like, so much fun.
I, like, don't want to do
but
that.
But then it's, like, I also have the odds of getting it twice. Oh, my gosh. Someone getting it 3 times. Straight.
Literally, like, my ears were ringing. It was so spicy. And you're over here, like, what if you eat it 3 times?
But, like, it'd be funny.
Bitch, literally.
Honestly, I would do it again.
I licked my finger. I would do it again. And my mouth went on fire from licking my finger.
No, I remember, like, the pages wouldn't go away. I'm telling you, it lasted for so long. I swear, like, 10 minutes. Like, it was pain.
Yeah, when we came back after I said, we need to take a break. We need to take a break. When we came back, it was still on fire. And you can still tell that I just looked so ugly that whole episode after that. Bitch, it ruined everything.
Really?
It ruined... I'm going to have to show you a clip.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it.
It ruined...
Are you going to pull it right now? Pull it up.
No, I don't have it. Oh, I do have it.
Let's see, guys.
Okay, hold on. Oh, look immediately. Oh, wait. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just laughing, yeah.
Oh, every time I come on, I look worse and worse. Oh, wait, and then. Oh, wait, there he is again. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You were just dying.
Oh, wow. So I never want to do that shit again. Anyway, how was your week? We still haven't talked about our week.
Oh, well, my week was pretty great, honestly. I got to take my birthday photos this week. Nathaniel took them for me. And let me
tell
you.
She looks pussy, cunt, cunt, cunt.
He popped off of the pictures, for sure.
I just want to get into this game of sound.
I feel like I have some other shit to say about a week. But again, per usual, I forgot. How about you? But, like, it was a pretty good week.
Okay. Well, I wrote some stuff down.
Okay.
Okay, well, I wrote one thing down. First of all, I'm working like a fucking guard dog. What, you don't like it?
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of this cluster. I tried the purple one. Try it.
Okay, I'll try it.
It's not sour at all. It's just, like, literally straight sugar. I wonder if the red one tastes like that. Anyway. I hope not.
I don't know what I think either.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know if they were labeled as sour.
Yeah, I'm not even into it. In, like, red. If it just tastes like straight sugar.
No, they're not labeled as sour, so I guess that's on me, but...
Mm. I'm not into it.
Anyway, okay. I'm working like a fucking farm dog. And it's like every single day, back to back. I'm tired.
Oh,
like,
I know you are.
I'm over it.
How's the check looking though?
But.
Nice.
The one we just got paid was pretty good. And then the one that we're getting paid in 2 weeks, the one that when we're booking New York.
Yeah, guys, we're going to New York. I'm so excited. Also, I don't like cider.
Really?
Yeah, bitch. I thought it was going to be chewy.
Oh, no.
And then I bit it. And then I just don't like how it tastes.
No, I love those.
I hate that. Anyway. It's giving medicine.
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
The next check that's going to come is going to be around, like, $1,100.
Woo!
I know, that's good, bitch. But I'm working like a fucking dog, and I'm tired of it. But, and then, the other day I saw Anna for the last time, for about, like, a month and a half.
Oh, because you're going to Europe.
Yeah.
Spain,
yeah. Mm. And she's going to Spain, and she's taking a little day trip. She's going to Portugal for a few days, and then she's going to France for a few days.
She should get, like, man for, like, every single one.
That's a great idea. But, I don't know, I was really sad after we stopped hanging out for that day. I was like, ugh.
Well, yeah, because you're not going to stay for, like, a whole month.
Probably not until I get back from New York.
Really? I guess that definitely does add up.
Yeah, because she's going to come back, like, a few days before we leave. Mm. So I guess I have a chance to see her, but...
But not, like, a lot.
Yeah, probably won't, because I'll probably be... Because the weeks before we go to New York, I'm about to be...
This not even, like, a breakfast type thing?
Yeah, you know, we want
to breakfast. Yeah, because I feel like you let me fit it in, like, even just, like, an hour of, like, maybe you just, like, went somewhere to eat.
Uh-huh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think that'd be fun, because you usually work afternoons anyway, so it's, like... Until like 10 a.m. 11 a.m. type. Oh, God. That's not that early.
I hate morning things.
And then you have like a little time.
Yeah, you're right. But other than that, my week's been okay. Mm-hmm. I found a new. Hold on.
No, what did you find? What?
Topic again in the room, and now they're pissing me off.
Who?
Those little fucking buggers.
Oh. Dang, they never came in.
I know, they're starting to make me mad. We're having a little issue with gnats in my house right now.
We?
It's nothing crazy. Who's we? It's nothing crazy. It's just like my trap died, so I have to go get another trap. And I just fucking hate the summertime. They're always getting in. What?
The fucking gnat landed right there in my forehead, and I was about to smack it, but
I fucking hate summertime. It's like the worst time of year.
I know. I'm not a big fan of summer.
Like I love summer.
I love that it's like my birthday. You know.
But yeah, that's like, what I like about mine,
I wish
too.
It was, like, honestly, I prefer my birthday to be in fall or spring, which I've talked about this plenty of times. I love fall and spring.
Oh, I'm into
those are my favorites. Number one is fall, though.
Can you tell I did my eyebrows while I plucked them?
No, but they look nice. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't notice, like, even earlier today.
I had to stop.
But they do look nice. I mean, now I that you definitely pointed out, it definitely looks nice.
I didn't get much of the... up here because I had to
no, but
stop.
I think that's good because I know like you're wanting to say that masculine vibe. I feel like keeping the top still keeps that like masculine vibe.
That felt really good. That you did it so light.
Oh yeah, I just had that touch. But I think it looks really nice. And then like I like how the bottle looks.
Thank you. I really tried to shift up the bottle.
I don't think the top is like super like. Crazy or anything.
I had to power through the bottom because it hurts so. I don't know how you do it. Maria just be over here.
Oh my god, sometimes like, go, sometimes you just gotta.
She, no.
Also, I feel like I have good, pretty pain tolerance. Also, it makes me sneeze. Did you ever sneeze?
Yeah, it makes me sneeze.
Yeah.
Maria, when we went on the train the first time, me and Maria were, she was doing my eyebrows and just. And I was like, oh, like it hurts so bad. I'm pretty sure I did this a few times to get you to stop.
Girl, imagine getting waxed.
I love a good wax.
Though.
I think I can handle waxing.
Really?
More because it's like just one.
Well, at least sometimes you gotta go in for more. And sometimes it's like with waxing, it doesn't take it off all. So, like, you go with tweezers to get the finest ones.
I just don't want. See, that's why. Even on like your hoo ha?
Yeah.
They
tweeze my cheek. Yeah.
Does that not hurt?
A little bit. Honestly, I would say when, like, when you're getting waxed down there, it's more like the inner, like the closer to the lips, and the close, and at the top of the mound, like where like the lip is starting.
And this is why I prefer. This is why I would use Nair.
Yeah, but honestly, my side doesn't hurt. Like, it's not terrible. Like, I can, at least for me, I can handle it.
Oh yeah, bitch! I told you when we leave, like the week before we leave to New York, I'm Nairing from this down. Besides my pitties. And maybe, like, maybe, I don't know about my legs. I might stop at my butt.
I was gonna say, don't you want to say masculine? I feel like being hairy is just, like,
yeah, but I'm probably gonna have some fem, people are, like, probably have some masculine fem outfits for the city. I'm definitely bringing my overalls again. Mm-hmm. You know my
overalls. Or you could just trim your hair.
Oh, but I definitely want
to. So it won't be super long?
I'm probably gonna be narrowing like this if I avoid the legs. But I still want my balls to be bald. Okay, do you prefer a man that has hair down there, or do you like it bald? Mm. Or does it matter?
I would say, it doesn't really bother me that much, as long as it's just not super hairy, honestly.
No, see, that's my thing. I just, like, don't, like, want it to be, like, crazy.
Wait, then, like, honestly, it's not really bothering me. It's more, like, just, like, not super hairy. Not super, like, bushy.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that? I don't really like the bush. I don't really like something crazy. My ex used to, he didn't shave a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it would be always just like fucking like mouthful of hair down there.
Really? Like, see, that's why I don't like it really hairy.
Yeah, I don't like it. Oh,
I'm not trying to get floss.
And they the one or two always comes off and just stuck in my mouth.
Yeah, no.
And bitch, do you know how hard it is to be trying to be subtle, but also like trying to scrape your tongue with your fingers while you're sucking cock?
Bro, I know I wouldn't be subtle. But just a little dot I got just now.
Girl, I'll be down there trying to get it off my tongue, and I can never get it off. And I'll just,
oh my god.
Somehow I'll be like, hold on. I used to do that to him all the time. I'd be like, wait. Bitch, it's nasty. I hate it.
That's so fucking funny.
Anyway, the other day, this is also about my week. The other day, I was driving and this beautiful, you always thought it was so beautiful. Mm. It was this beautiful, like, dog. It was like, it looked like a German Shepherd, but
I love German Shepherds.
White and light brown. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. And it had, like, blue eyes.
Oh my god.
It ran in the middle of the road while I was driving. Mm-hmm. And I slammed on my brakes. And I wanted it to come near, like, come to me so bad because it looked so friendly and so nice.
Oh, was it not? Just scared?
I mean, I don't know, but I never got the... I was on my way to work, and I didn't have time, because I was already running really late. Mm. I didn't have time, and I was just like... And I yelled it out. I didn't yell it, but I was like, you gotta stay out of the road, honey! I said, there's another car!
You just had to warn it.
It was so cute. You would have loved
it. It sounds cute.
You would have loved... I want to try a little cluster. Are they that good, bitch?
They're so good. I love them. I love the texture. That's why right now I'm just like rolling it in my fingers. I love how it feels.
Well, I don't like the texture.
I love it.
Anyway.
I didn't love that sound effect.
I have a little seg for us to do real quick.
What is it?
A little seg. I have a little segment for us. So, for those who have been keeping up and listening for a while, you know that I have been...
Girl, do you need some water?
Oh my god. I do. Hold on, wait. Let mom
should take a break?
Let mom take it. Do you want to take a break?
I would love to take a break.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about this when we get back. We'll talk about my little seg when we get back.
BRB.
Hi, girls. We are back. Oh my god. Before we get into my segment, why smiling?
No, I'm just smiling.
Before we get into my segment, I texted you, but I don't think you cared very much. You didn't.
No, I didn't see a message. Showed you my phone.
First of all, I texted her. I was like, Maria, don't bring the glass bowl anymore. It's fine. We don't need it. And she showed up. She was like, hi,
bro. And he swears he texted me, but I didn't get a message.
I'm gonna show you the text when we're done. I should have showed you then. But anyway, no, it wasn't about that. I filmed a whole YouTube video.
Oh, you told me that.
Okay, and it was great. Mm-hmm. I put out some good... I was giving some good laughs and giving some commentary, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I know. And then I look at my phone when I went to go edit a few hours later. One of the screen recordings didn't save. Actually, I don't think I told you.
No, you didn't. You told me. Oh, I did? Part of it was, like, deleted.
Yeah.
I didn't respond.
One of my screen recordings didn't save, and I was... Bitch, I was, like... there's a pro and con to this situation. A con is I have to delete that and refilm. If not the whole episode, then really? At least half the episode. Really? Because I just don't have the content for the second half of the episode. But the pro is like I get to get really high again and we just watch TikToks and laugh.
Here's what you do already.
Which
I mean, I do it too.
I know, like... but like I get to record myself and like have a good time again. Mm-hmm. I just like, oh god, I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I was so proud of how I was like I really started to give it to the camera. I was like mm-hmm. really having a good time.
But I was saying, what if you're like in the middle to pull like yourself like current time, you're like, sorry, I just want to
delete. No, see, that's what I was gonna do. I was gonna do that and then I was gonna be, but here's like
or you could do a little more, like you do it a second time.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Just another little, I don't know, 5 more minutes of like
I was gonna keep the first one and then come in and be like, hey guys, just give an explanation.
Or just do
like,
it again a second time. Make 2 videos. One's like sorry, then the second one's like, you know, mm-hmm. fully correct.
Anyway, speaking of my YouTube channel, for those who have been listening for a while, you know that I have been trying to come up with a new username for weeks.
A few months.
Okay.
I think like, what, 2-3 months?
Yeah, months at this point. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to come up with a few options that I enjoy, that I like, mm-hmm. and then me and Maria are going to go through them together. Mm-hmm. And
these are the last contenders. My god, guys, this is exciting.
These are the final six that I've come to, that I've come, I've liked, I think they're really good. Come.
You're coming.
I'm, yeah.
Get out of here, don't touch me.
So, we're gonna go through these, mm-hmm. and you tell me what you think.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so, the first one, I really like this first one. Nathaniel Noir.
Yeah. Give me the backstory, like, what do you mean?
I just thought it sounds so, like, pussy, kind of, like, you know?
No, I like it. Noir. I give it, should we rate it? Okay, what's your scaling? 1 through 10 or 1 through 5?
Yeah, 1 through 10. I'm going to write the rating next to it.
Nathaniel Noir. Give me a whole, let's sell it to me. Merch.
Oh my god.
Sell it to me.
I haven't thought about all this. I just thought, wait, like, which usernames I really like. Noir.
I feel like Noir is, like, fancy. Like, I feel like also.
That's why I feel like it's giving.
Like, in the future, like, going, like, some sort of, like, fancy route.
Mm-hmm. Perfume.
Perfume or, like, clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, makeup. I don't know. You're into makeup.
I think it's so puss.
You can change the game and, like, I don't know. Trying to make.
Probably wouldn't do makeup.
I don't know what I was going to say. But, I don't know. I can see that. I feel like, okay, 1 through 10, like, I give it. It's definitely giving luxury. I give it, like, I might give it, like, an 8.
An 8 out of 10?
Yeah. Okay, no, 7.5.
Oh.
Sorry. I was like, 7.5 or 8. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to go 8. But then I was like, no, it's more than 7.5.
Okay.
I'm like, 8's like, I love it.
This next one is kind of base. It's kind of basic. It's like kind of expected. But I thought I would give it as an option anyway because I don't hate it. It's just Nathaniel Nick. Yeah.
Like Nickel?
Like, just Nick. N-I-K-K.
I like more Nickel.
You but like more Nickel?
Nathaniel Nickel? Is it Nathaniel Nick?
Yeah, Nathaniel Nick.
Yeah, no, I believe that, like, Nathaniel Nickel? Also, I like the merch that we talked about, but, like, having, like, a fucking coin with your face on it. That'd be fucking hilarious.
That would be good.
But Nathaniel Nick?
Eh. It's just, like, mid?
It's, like, 1. Oh. I don't like it. Okay, fine, not 1. I'll give it a 2. Like, it's a...
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's another... This next one's another one that I really liked. It's... Nathaniel Noodle.
I don't know. I'm not really that into.
Not into it?
I don't know. I mean, it was like 2018 or you were still in high school. It'd be like a different
size. You're right.
I'd give it a 5.
A 5.
Because like, if we were back in that era,
that would be
it. It'd be it.
Okay.
But that like editing you saw, you remember?
Uh-huh.
Like, in terms of art,
yeah,
so
yeah,
like, amateur.
Yeah. Well, the year, these ratings are making me nervous, because we only got 3 more.
Yeah, Nathaniel Noir is pretty good, though. I really like
it. Nathaniel Noir is pretty good. Okay, the next one is, she's kind of funky, she's kind of fresh. Nathaniel Nebula.
Nathaniel Nebula.
Doesn't it just roll off the tongue so good?
Nathaniel Nebula. Nathaniel Nebula.
But not hearing like, you say it, I'm just like,
I'm not that into it, honestly. I give it like a 5, but like, what's your like vision for that? Do you have one?
I could have done like space merge because nebulas and make my thing. But also, like, I kind of like it.
Yeah. I think it was like a 5. But like, I like that merch idea of like space.
I like the idea when I heard it. Anyway, the next one is. Next one's gonna be Nathaniel Next.
Nathaniel Next. I feel like you should have like a little something after it.
Nathaniel Next?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm Nathaniel Next. Like, if you were like to be introducing yourself, like, you always have that snap.
Always have the snap.
So, even or like just, that. Or like, just a little something. Like, maybe, I'm Nathaniel Next, and you turn around. Mm-hmm. Or like, I'm Nathaniel Next, and you serve face. Give out of something. But like, that's what I get, like, in person, like, if you're singing or something. Nathaniel Next, I really like it, honestly.
Do you really?
Yeah, Nathaniel Next. I give it like an 8.
As an 8?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nathaniel Next. I can see that. And I can see, like, merch for it, too.
Oh! Okay, and then the final option is one that has been on the roster for a good minute now. But it's going to be Nathaniel Nickel.
I don't know how I feel about that. I liked it. It was one of my favorite out of all the ones you said. Oh, my God. Did you hear my favorite? Jesus Christ. It was one of my favorite out of all of them. But, like, I give it Nathaniel Nickel. And I do like that merch idea.
That is a good
merch idea. I give it a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Okay. We're down to our final 3 contenders now.
Oh my God.
And so we're going to go through them again, our final 3 again.
Okay.
And this really
And this is where you really got to sell it to me.
And this, oh, I was going to say we're going to talk in depth about them this
we
time.
We are, but this you really got to sell it to me.
Okay, so the first option that we have is Nathaniel Noir. I think that's good.
That's it. I said no fucking way. Fix this while I explain why I talk to them.
You talk to him.
I literally said no. He literally said we're gonna talk in depth about this, and I'm like, yeah. And then you gotta sell it to me, and he says Nathaniel Noir. It's good. That's it. That's all you got for Nathaniel Noir.
Noir.
Did I just come up with a new one?
Did you just come up with a new one?
I did. You know, it's kind of fancy also, but it's like,
oh my God.
Sell it to me.
Nathaniel Noir?
No, yours. What's what did you say?
Nathaniel Noir?
Nathaniel Noir.
I don't know how to sell things.
Bitch, well, you said you want to talk more in depth, but I was giving my opinions the whole time about it while I was rating, so come on, give me depth give you more depth.
I think...
Like, why did you think of Nathaniel Noir? Did it just, like, come to you? Like, what happened?
No, I'm not gonna lie. I was on TikTok looking up, like, beautiful words that start with N, or, like, things that start with N, and going through them like that. Why are you laughing? Yeah, but imagine me in my bed at, like, I don't know, 10 p.m., like...
High as fuck? Because that's what I was imagining, too. Yeah. You're just high as fuck. Then you knew I'd be like, oh, that's good. I know how I am. When I see something, I'm like, oh, that's
good. When I saw the Nebula one, I was like, that might be the one. I was like, that. And then when I heard you say it, I was like.
Oh, my gosh. Having realizations like that is so funny.
I don't know if I want people shouting that at me.
Yeah.
And also,
then you knew Blar.
It just, like, also.
That's kind of fancy. Then you knew Blar.
It kind of sounds like. Nublar?
No, he said.
I'm talking about Nebula.
Oh, Nebula? Nathaniel Nebula? I don't know why I keep on saying Nublar.
I just like, I think the Nebula one, like, if we.
Nathaniel Nebula. I don't like it. I don't even like yelling it. Nathaniel Nebula.
I don't want people shouting that at me.
Nebula.
Nebula.
They just yell that. Nebula. Nebula. I don't know. You are right with that space type. I think of space.
I really like Noir, though.
Noir. Nathaniel Noir. You're not really selling it to me. Let's go to the next.
Okay, well, the next one was Nathaniel Next. What?
Why did you do that? That was scary. It was scary and funny at the same time. Oh, my God.
Do what?
You gotta put everybody in this. This is what fucking happened. We did the Nathaniel Next, and then you're laughing, and like you're some fucking NPC or some shit. You're laughing. genuinely scared. Your eyes got wide. As you just, like, made yourself stop laughing. Like, are you being controlled right now to stop laughing? Girl, you're scared. Your eyes are, it's like you were fucking resetting.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of my face.
I'm an actor. I can just cut the laughing.
Yo, it was scary. Though you and you like moved a little like that. Girl, you need to like make that a TikTok. That was scary.
I'm literally an actor.
Nathaniel next. I do like that. Nathaniel next. Nathaniel next. I like it. Mm-hmm. Again, sell it to me. Like, I'm thinking for like merch that could be kind of funny. It's like, you know that star that's going like that? A flying star? Mm-hmm. And like, you're there, Nathaniel next. Or like, like, it doesn't make sure of you looking funny. Just like, Nathaniel next. Mm-hmm. Or just like, I'm sorry, that wasn't that funny. Like, what? I, in my head, like, it looks funny. Because I'm just imagining you looking funny, but explain it was not that funny. I'm gonna be real. Explaining no, it did not sound funny.
Hilarious.
But in my head, I'm just, like, imagining you, like sunglasses, no, looking like that guy. What's that movie called? I don't know what the movie's called, but it's, like, they have this one part where, like, it's a guy showing his fake license, and it's, or fake ID, I mean, and it says, like, Hawaii.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What's his name?
That's what I'm going
to look like? Like? Yeah, and it just says Nathaniel next.
No, it sounds hilarious.
That's what I imagine. It sounds so funny to me. If
you no, it
look.
Sounds
I'm
hilarious.
Sorry. In my head, it looks funny.
No, it does. It sounds hilarious.
Stop. In my head, it just seems funny to me, imagining it like that.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Nathaniel Vic. Like Victor.
There are some
Despicable Nathaniel.
There's some pros and cons to some of these.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, so Nathaniel Noir, there's not any cons, actually. But it's available on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Yeah. I didn't really check Twitter, but, like, I don't really...
You don't really use it.
Not that much. Nathaniel Next was not available on Instagram, I think. But was available on TikTok and YouTube.
Like an underscore.
Yeah.
No, you don't like underscores?
And then Nathaniel Nickel wasn't, like, just the username Nathaniel Nickel with no underscores or anything wasn't available on any of them.
I say Nathaniel Next. I'm really into Nathaniel Next.
Really? No.
Like, I love that snap. Like, if you make that your name, you really gotta use that snap whenever you're, like, in interviews and shit. Or, like, in your intros. I'm Nathaniel Next. I'm gone. Imagine you make, like, a theme song. That'd be so fucking hot.
I kind of really like Nathaniel Next, too.
I love him. Well, guys.
But Noir. Sorry. Noir? You're right. I'm drawing out the segment.
I guess you like that new, huh?
I do. Yeah, Nathaniel Noir. But you're kind of right about the neck. I can't really think of any merch ideas for the Noir besides, like, pussy, pussy, cunt, cunt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just getting fancy.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be Nathaniel Next.
Okay.
Have we decided?
I decided already.
Oh.
I told them.
Well.
Have you? Or do you like it?
I think we have decided on Nathaniel Next. It's going to be my new social medias and everything, I guess.
Are you sure? That's like, that's such a terrible reaction. Hey guys, I'm rebranding. I've been talking about this for like months. I'm finally going to decide. You finally get to the end of what you choose and you're like... I guess this is what I'm picking. I guess this is it.
No, I'm really...
Are you sure?
No, I'm really excited. I'm really excited. Nathaniel Next. What? Nothing.
You just don't see that excited.
Say my name.
Nathaniel Next.
Say it again.
Nathaniel Next. You're so hot. If, like, you say Nathaniel Next, you have, like, a whiff. That should be, like, in your theme song.
Bitch.
Or, like, in your intro, whatever.
That's the intro to when we do the world next. Tour.
Yes, you just be like, I'm Nathaniel Next.
Boom.
And oh my gosh, what might be? I don't know.
Oh my god, are you going to
read it? Haven't gotten there. Who knows?
Yeah, because you got to make your username the same.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm never ashamed.
I know. It's consistent. What the fuck, bitch? What did I just... It's consistency, bitch. It's consistency. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Have you heard the drama? That's...
No.
Okay. Have you heard, like, the little drama that, you know who Brooke Shields is?
Mm-hmm.
Tana. Yeah, she's friends with Tana. Like, they're on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I really like Brooke Shields. Like, I mean, I never, like, actually watched the full podcast. I never seen a full episode, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've always just seen clips. But, like, from what I've seen, she seems, like, really great. And I really like
her, good. I her, little, Trisha.
Her little tidbits that she says. But anyways, there's this drama that she has, like, going on with, like, one of her exes. Apparently, like, he had posted, like, a TikTok with, like, a song he's releasing. Matt being, Reif? Like, POV.
Hmm? Is it Matt Reif?
No, it's, like, Clinton something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know what it is. But,
I've been seeing this.
apparently, he posted, like, a TikTok saying, like, POV, your ex of 2 years ago can't stop talking about you or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she hasn't spoken a fucking word about him. So she, like, makes a video responding. Oh, fuck, what did she say?
I know. It was, like, a 13-part series.
Yeah, it was, like, a bunch of videos.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty much, like, saying, like, all his, like, dirty laundry. Like, Nathaniel, he literally, like, told her, apparently, like, well, like, my mom's dead. Bitch, his mom is not dead. She's, like, much alive. Also, this is what I found so fucking funny and so baffling. Obviously, I watched all of the videos that she posted. I watched every single one. And obviously, after that, I was, like, I went through, a little, like, deep dive of, like, videos of him, of just, like, of him in the past. There's one thing he used to do. He would, like, hold an Australian accent. Like, he faked it. Saying, like, he grew up in, like, Australia and he had an accent, blah, blah, blah. Girl, tell me fucking why. Literally, in these, like, old interviews, he'll be speaking English. Like, I mean, obviously, he's speaking English in Australia. But, I mean, like, just like an American. Sound mm-hmm. like an American, I mean. Oh, my God. Anyways, and then, like, he'll slip into an Australian accent. Then it'll slip back out and just go back to his American accent. And then, like...
he's like you when you lie.
What do you mean?
Like, you'll like, come back and you always, like, be like, just kidding.
Ah!
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, but I was gonna say, one of the interviewers in one of the podcasts, like, called him out on it, being like, oh, like, it went away. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I've just been here so long. You know, I'm getting an American accent, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the interviewer pretty much called him out, like, if you don't really have one, like, you lose it very quickly, blah, blah, blah.
You're lying.
Yeah, literally pretty much, like, calling him out. And I thought it was so funny. Also, I mean, it's crazy how he just, like, lie like that.
He just
also,
like
apparently,
you.
Like, also, apparently he, when he, like, first met Brooke and all that, like, they were, like, they didn't go be Kurt. Jesus fucking Christ. They didn't get with each other right away. Like, probably, like, a year of knowing each other, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently during that time when he was, like, trying to, like, get with her, he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Oh.
She didn't know. But, like, obviously he knew. I mean, he's the one in a fucking relationship. While he was still in a relationship with someone, he was, like, DMing her, like, you know, trying to get with her.
Is he cute?
No. He's, like, not cute at all. Where in the fuck is my phone? Oh, my gosh. Let me show you. In my opinion, he's not cute. Too strong, but... where the fuck is my phone?
Damn, bitch.
Girl, use your phone.
This is the one that doesn't have service.
Jeez,
you know
Louise.
Mama, you know Mama films on her good one. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a phone. Let's take a break.
Let's take a phone. Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a quick little break. Hi, honeys. We are back.
I showed Nathaniel who we're talking about. Clinton Kane.
Yeah.
That's his name. What are your thoughts on him? You said you had some thoughts.
First of all, the songs don't really sound that good.
Yeah.
Like that one.
I'm not into the one that, especially the one that's like really trending right now with like when anyone's talking about him. Because like when he posted that about like Brooke, he was like, oh, stream this song. So you know he's trying to get clout.
Literally just because you know Brooke's really popping off right now.
She is.
And he looks like somebody.
What? Does he look like your ex? Is that what you're about to say?
No, he looks like she wouldn't date him.
Yeah, even she said, like, yeah, I don't know. Like even she said, like, when, because I didn't even show you, he ended up cheating on her also. Because she said when she did the math, like, she figured out, like, one, she figured out that, like, he was actually, like, dating someone when he was trying to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she also figured out that, like, apparently even, like, because, like, they would also spend, like, a lot of time together. Because, like, he always wanted to be, like, close to her. Like, he wanted to always be with her. Right? So, like, apparently, like, she said, like, oh, like, when I did the calculations, like, when we were, like, watching Bridgerton, like, he was, like, sending dick pics. You know, like, even though they're always constantly together, he was still, like, cheating,
mm-hmm.
you know? But anyways, what the fuck was I going to go on? Something about cheating.
He looks like somebody that I would date.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't look like someone that she would date.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. She said that's, like, part of the reason why she didn't even, like, suspect he would be cheating. Because, like, they're literally always together. But also, it's like, he's not, like, the cutest.
That's when they do it
the most. So she was like, I didn't think.
That's when they do it the most.
He said, little do I know.
Yeah, little does she know. That's when it always happens. When you're spending the most. When you move in together.
That's yeah. Starts to happen the most. See, technically, they were long distance. But, like, I told you, like, he always wanted to be with her. But, like, if she was, like, they'd be in, like, Las Vegas together living. But, like, if she had to, like, go back to where, like, she was, I think she was living, I don't know where she was living. I think it was, like, Texas, something like that. I don't know. But whenever she would, like, go to wherever she lived, he would also come with her. Like, they barely had a space race.
I had something to say about him.
What? I don't remember what it was. Yeah, that happened to me, just now.
I don't remember what it was.
You don't remember?
Oh, no, I do remember what it is. It's not just
she's,
him.
She's, like, so fluffy.
I know. It's not just about him. It's mostly artists in general. I hate when they do that thing with their face.
When they're doing like a weird face when they're singing. No, I know, like, what you're talking. It's a specific weird face.
They always, and I love Madison Beer a lot, mm-hmm. but she does it too, and I'm always like,
really?
Like, they're always face. Like,
like, oh, no, I know what you're talking about. But I never noticed they do
when
it.
They really like when they really push, or you know what even bothers me even more?
What?
Is when it's like a music video and you know they're lip syncing and they're. Oh, I'm yeah. like.
No, you know, and that's bothering me too. But like, really, I never noticed Madison do it.
No, I've seen her do it. I'm like, I just hate it. She usually doesn't know when she's performing. It's usually when she's doing like a sit down song. Because when she's really getting her notes out. And, I'm like, so many artists do it. I'm just like,
no, I don't
really
like it either.
I'm just like, what are we doing? What are we even talking about? Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Like, hello?
You don't need to be making that face.
It's not cute.
It's okay, like, I get it. Sometimes you gotta, like, do a little squeeze to get some notes out.
No, but sometimes like, it's when it's a little bit. Sometimes when it's, like, a little too much.
Yeah, it's when it's too much.
It's a specific face. I know exactly what we're talking about. Specific face.
But what did I like, even just say?
I was gonna say, okay, have you ever seen the Selena movie? No? Okay, so, like, in the movie, the person that plays Selena is Jennifer Lopez, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's this one part where, like, everyone, like, kind of clowns on where, like, how she moves her lip is when she's saying, when I fall in, what's it called? I could fall in love. I could fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she does, like, this little, like, weird lip thing. Yeah, it's like a little weird. Even it used to bother me too. I didn't know other people felt like that until I kept seeing other people also saying that.
Have you seen the Yolanda documentary?
No.
I don't want to give it my time.
I mean, I've seen. There's a new one?
Yeah, I think
I'm gonna
so.
Say, like, I know I've seen, like, documentaries about Selena that, like, also, like, television a little bit about, obviously, her.
No, there's one, like, just about Yolanda. She's, like, in it. Like, she did it from prison or something.
Oh my god.
Or I think she. She did, like, when she got released from prison? I think
no, she's still not released.
She's still not released?
No, she gets released in 2025. And I've seen people, tons of people saying, like, oh, when is time?
It's
she done, better, though.
She better hope she goes off the grid.
Yeah, or like, she better hope she's got some sort of security, something, because, yikes.
I mean, like, I know, and, like, she, like, I know she made her own documentary, and she's, like, trying to, she's, like, there's things you don't know.
I was gonna say, I saw somewhere, apparently, maybe it's from that documentary, I don't know, but, like, I remember on TikTok. Like, someone was saying that, like, apparently, like, when she gets released, she's, like, really wants to be, like, I think it's, like, Shakira's manager or something like that. I remember seeing something like that, that she apparently said that. I think it was Shakira. Or maybe it was a different artist.
She's trying to get Shakira now?
Yes, I remember someone comes, like, no, she's trying to get her, too.
No.
Like, who, like, you're like, first of all, like, you're not even gonna get close to becoming that. Like, you literally, like, murdered someone, first of all.
And you're getting out of prison.
Yeah.
And you're
giving... You think she wants you?
I just can't believe, like, she killed someone. And they're just like...
You get I can't believe she's getting released.
No, yeah, literally. Like, and you're just like, you get out. I'm like, well, what?
And apparently she was, like, pregnant. Apparently Selena's pregnant.
She is not going to be safe when she gets out. Yeah. And you know what?
I'm okay with
not.
That.
And you know what? I hope she's not.
I love Athena.
I know. She's so fun. Look at... I swear she smiles, bitch.
Bro, she is literally smiling.
I swear
she's
that
like,
bitch
so
smiles.
She's, cute, too.
That bitch, that's yours.
She's so fluffy.
I swear. I thought I had something more.
Yeah, I have more.
I just don't know where my phone is.
I have something scary to show you.
Oh, yeah. Maria's talking about...
I was genuinely terrified as I was watching this.
You know, I've really been into scary lately.
Yeah?
I did clean play the other night, mm-hmm. and the whole time I just listened to Ookie Spooky Stories.
I love scary stories.
What? I drive home, and when I got home, I was shaking in my boots. I was like, I would hear like a crunch outside.
I get that. I love, okay. Sorry. I love watching horror movies, right? And especially by myself, but I think that, and I love watching them obviously in the dark, but I always get hella spooked as I'm watching it, especially if it's like a horror movie. Yeah, not horror, especially if it's like a paranormal movie, I mean. Or like a home invasion. Like The Strangers always scares me, but I love watching it in the dark. But like watching it by myself, I'm like,
imagine doing that. But if you lived alone.
But it's so much fun doing it. Like, no one's home.
Imagine watching The Strangers when you live home alone.
That's gonna be even scarier.
Imagine living through it. No, I just think.
Oh, yeah, let me show you the scary
thing. Yeah, show me the scary thing.
Now you're literally forgetting.
You said, are you an NPC? Bitch, are you an NPC?
Yeah. People have told me I give, like, Sims / NPC vibes sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay, what? But, like, sometimes it really surprised me when they tell me that, because I'm like, damn. I was just, like, being
You know, there's no way Marie can be an NPC, though, because some of y'all have to hear the things that she says at work.
What did I say?
Well, like, it's like she's just, like, real... You're real good at talking to customers, because you just really say what's on your mind. Like, the first thing you say. In the drive-thru today, most people don't even know that we can see them on the drive-thru.
Oh.
And she kept being like, your dog is so cute, and they'd be
okay,
like...
Okay, that's because I think it's so funny, like, putting out something. But, like, first of all, I actually believe it. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm tired of this.
I love calling them pepperonis, girl. What?
She dead, bitch.
God, she's giving it. Girl, she's, like, in love with this.
I know.
She's, like, couldn't be happier. Like, come on, she's eating this up.
I swear I give her
attention
all
love
the time.
Me.
I give her... Zucchini probably gets more attention now, though, but only because he sleeps with me.
But he's more, like, sociable, yeah. Because, yeah. Like, even, like, just now you said he, like, sleeps with you. She doesn't. Right now, she's, like, feeling lovey. Because, you know, if she wasn't, she would have walked away by now.
You know what's so crazy? Is that she never wants to sleep with me. She does not like sleeping with me, I don't think. But all of a sudden, when I have the company of a gentleman at my house, she's...
Like, wanting to be around?
And she's like, I'm gonna sleep in the bed tonight.
What do you
think?
Do you think it's because, like... Wait, when you and your ex had her, you know, we're living together, would she all sleep in the girl's bed?
She did when she was, like, a kitten, and then she stopped.
Oh, I was gonna say, maybe, like, since you have another guy over, she, like, thinks, oh, my dads are back together or some shit. I don't know. She's like, we're a happy family again.
Sometimes we wake up and she'd be on the foot of the bed.
I don't know, then. Okay, but again. Maybe she, like, has having... another person there.
Do you want another dad?
I mean, she's in this for being protective, honestly.
Of me?
Yeah.
You know, I feel...
Because I feel like that makes also sense. Like, her, like, you know how Zucchini will bring you, like, dead animals?
Yeah.
So, obviously, she doesn't do that because, you know, she's not an outside cat, but, like, I guess that's also how she shows...
She kills
that
roaches.
...that she loves you. Oh, really?
She doesn't bring them to me, but...
Hey, she's a little deed, though.
Yeah, she gets the deed done, and I'm so proud of her. So every time I see one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say, yeah, I guess that could be, like,
I see, like, four a day.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
I literally got scared. I was like, really? I had to look around. I was like, no fucking way. No. I gotta be on the lookout.
She probably brings me one, like, maybe like once a month.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe like once a month. Maybe like, at most...
Well, I would hope only one or no more, because if she was bringing you tons...
At most, it'd be like...
That'd be scary.
Three times a month, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's summertime. And
yeah.
And, you know, bugs are getting in on summertime.
No, they are. My God, it happened already twice in my house.
I fucking hate.
And one of the most flying ones. It was scary. When it flew up, it was actually terrifying.
Oh, bitch.
I screamed. I fucking ran out the room.
Me and a roach had a standoff the other night.
Literally, I feel like that's what it always is.
I destroyed my living room. It was a standoff. It kept running, and I just kept... And guess who was not there to help? At all. Fucking at all. I don't know. I feel like when she sees that I'm getting the rope.
Then?
I still have yet to get her fixed. So she's still going into heat. I don't know. What if she wants to be a mother?
Yeah, but you're not allowed her to be a mother.
No, I do not want her to be a mama. She'd be a horrible mom.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. She'd be a lovely mother, of course.
I feel like she would.
I raised her. And she is getting to that age where she's expecting children.
Yeah.
Because she's like, what, 24?
Yeah, she's 24.
And she's 24, bitch.
She's a big woman.
Do you want babies?
That's still so crazy.
Is it time for kids, honey? Oh.
I think she's ready for a little more. We're filming right now.
Stop being Let me see.
Oh, I just showed you scary things,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you never did.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, like, we're being silent right now. And I was like, oh, I was like, I need to think of something to say.
That we just literally went silent.
Well, why do I look so fucking long right now? She's long. She's literally long and slender. Again!
Oh, this episode is crazy. Okay. Me just sitting here.
No, I'm gonna drill.
Okay, well.
Actually, never mind.
Oh, do you got. Okay, we're gonna take a quick
literally
break.
So fucking strong.
Okay, hello,
so
everyone. We are back.
Okay, let me show you the scary video.
Finally fixed the background.
Yeah, we gotta like fix it because it just keeps falling. Okay, look at this TikTok. Okay, it's called Martha Savage. It's just like. Entity, I guess, or like person, some people say.
What is that?
It's 65 year old. Look at, let's read it. It's a 65 year old Martha Savage that caused over 18 persons to have a heart attack within the past 4 weeks. Was caught on camera by a man before she did the wicked act again. Martha Savage has a capability to scare people in Jamaica to death. I was so scared for her to turn around, but I wanted her to turn around.
Does she?
No, she doesn't. But like, this looks scary. Like, I've never heard of this.
It looks like a little doll face.
Yeah?
That's what it looks like on the front, no?
You saw it?
Yeah, let's go back.
Oh my god!
It kind of looks like a little doll. It looks like a baby doll.
You're so fucking right. Like, I don't think it's actually real. But, it's looking like spooks when I saw it.
Hey.
But yeah, I don't know. It's getting spooks when I saw it. Miss Martha Savage.
Hey.
She's out here killing people.
That's spooky, though.
Oh my gosh. I saw this. Also, okay. So, I saw this TikTok from the Daily Mail about, like, apparently there were these passengers on this plane, and they were stuck in a... I don't know why. It never said why. It just said, like, they were having some problems, like, the aircraft. And, like, it wouldn't let them out. They wouldn't let them out. Like, these passengers had to stay in the aircraft for, like, 3 hours. And it was hot. This happened in, like, Athens. But look, this person literally passed it out and they're fanning him. And some of them end up, like, taking off their clothes because of how fucking hot it is.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're sweating. I don't know why they wouldn't let them out. I feel like that's, like, inhumane. That's literally inhumane.
That's actually fucking crazy.
People were like, oh, why didn't they open an emergency door? And I wonder why also. Because I feel like it's an emergency. Like, I'm in here, like, we gotta open a fucking door. I wonder, or maybe... I don't know, I wonder, like, maybe, like, somehow it's, like, logged or something. I don't know. But it never says why they stopped.
That's crazy.
Why they didn't let them out.
Literally, he literally looks like he was in the shower. He literally looks like he was in the shower when he took that shirt off.
Yeah.
Holy damn. Anyway, I've discovered, I feel like I might, okay. So, ever since I quit having a vape, doing it regularly, first of all, when I do it again, like if when I do it, like when I hit someone else's, I always like feel really nauseous afterwards. Mm-hmm. Cause you know me, I usually hit it like a good.
And I usually feel that too. I would always do like three hits, three mm-hmm. or two hits, but usually three. And I'd always feel like that little nauseous feeling. I hate it, but I like that buzz.
The buzz is
but
nice.
I hate the feeling of that fogginess I get in my throat.
I was talking to one of our coworkers that has a vape, and I hit it a few times. And I remember they were talking, and it literally just like slowly went to just wah, 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 wah. And I was just like, it was so lovely. I felt good, girl. But
you're like, I needed this.
No, but literally today, I was like, this has been such a long week. Bitch, I really needed that shit. But,
oh my god.
But I also think I still have an issue with not having one because I still like, enjoy the this. You know, the
motion?
This. Yeah, like I keep finding myself doing this a lot. But instead of with a vape, it's with this.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to find like a workaround. And I've gotten better.
You should make that motion using water.
That's why I was literally getting to that. I've gotten better. I started using this water bottle and I.
That's your motion. That's a good one, especially because you're like trying to get healthy and tone for mm-hmm. like next Each. Month. What? I don't even know. You said ish.
It said bleach.
Bleach?
Bleach.
Bleach?
And tone.
Oh. I'm bleaching tone.
She's
I can't wait for us to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Las Vegas a lot. I just keep thinking about that bar. That's not a bar, but is a bar.
I keep thinking about the casinos and the clubs and how much fun we're gonna have.
I know. I just keep.
I want to get those iconic long alcoholic beverages.
I know. Don't they have like 8 shots in them?
I don't know. But I'm about to fucking drink it.
Oh, no, I know.
Bitch, 8 shots. I'm be good. You know me.
I know.
Oh, what?
I know. Sorry.
You know what's like? I had one drink yesterday. Tell me why. Okay, I wasn't like fully feeling the effects, obviously, because I'm not like that much of a lightweight, but I definitely felt it a little bit. And I was like, okay, no fucking way. Just what is that? Okay, that would be crazy after one drink. My voice wasn't even slurring or anything, but like, I definitely was like, okay. Wow. If I definitely had another one, I'd probably have that spitting sensation.
Oh god,
I will say I also didn't eat a lot yesterday.
Me and Maria in Las Vegas, we're gonna get arrested.
And 8 shots?
We're gonna get arrested.
I don't think no way.
No, I feel like
realistically, good. I feel like we're both like not crazy drunks.
And I'm also like, yeah, and like I'm pretty good at keeping myself.
Yeah.
Together. And I think you're pretty okay.
Sorry, I think I'm pretty good. Together. Okay, I think I'm pretty good.
Well, I just haven't seen you, like...
I do fall in love with the floor. But, like, also... I do. You know me, girl. Yeah. But, like, that's after a long drink. And if, like, that drink really is 8 shots, then, like... Also, I mean, we'll be eating. But also, I still feel like with 8 shots, I'll still be fine. I don't think I'll be, like... And also, I'm not gonna fucking finish it super fucking fast, either.
Oh, I will.
Really? I don't think I would. I mean, it's, like, a long...
It is very long.
It's like a long drink. You think I'm I don't think I'm finished in like 15 minutes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where I don't think like I'm gonna feel the effects. It's not like I'm feel the effects all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like it'll take me like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'll do like 40 minutes.
Did you drink the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's I mean, it was pretty long. And also. Plus,
something else is pretty long.
Nah. But like, also, it's like, I just don't think I'm gonna drink it that fast. Where like,
mm-hmm.
I'd be drunk.
Drunk. Anyway, are you ready to go ahead and wrap up this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Maria.
Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, dropping my things.
Where can everyone find us?
Well.
Oh, you're into it too?
Yeah, I'll try to. Let's have a little ASMR moment. Okay, you're really into that. You're really into, like, adding a little zazz to the end.
I think I'd be pretty good at ASMR.
I think it's so funny. Girl, you should try it. You should do that as, like, one of your YouTube episodes.
Oh,
you do, like, ASMR something.
Wasn't, like, trying ASMR a trend a few years ago?
Look over here. Did you see Trish Paytas ASMR videos?
And look over here. Thank you. I have. You're pretty good. I think I'd eat that.
Oh, I think you would. You should definitely do it.
I feel like I can't take it seriously. Like, I'd giggle.
Do a little giggle. Like, just a little hee. I think you could do a little giggle. See? I think that's pretty good. I think you could definitely do it some more. A little laugh.
Where can everyone find us?
I don't like the face you make when you're like... I don't like the way you look at me as you say that. Anyways, guys, let me tell you guys where you can find us. Well, you can find us on all streaming platforms. We are Chatterbox Crew.
Yes, and then, we are.
Mm-hmm, and then if you want to find us on any social medias, we are the Chatterbox Crew. We're on TikTok, Twitter, or X, Instagram. Oh, and right now, at least, we'll have up our SpongeBob pictures. So... I think they're pretty cute.
We've
pretty funny.
Posting on Instagram.
And our TikToks will also be really good.
For a while.
I don't like the way you're looking at me. But anyways, if you guys are curious to find me... Okay, I think I'm done with ASMR.
Okay.
If you guys are curious... I mean, continue for yours. But like, if you guys want to find me, my TikTok is whatsup_Maria. And my Instagram is xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. Who knows what mine would be?
Well,
I really
worry.
Like whatsup_Maria. I'm not gonna lie, I really like that. But I don't think they have that username in Instagram, because I feel like I've tried to do that.
Well, don't you worry.
What?
Because we're gonna be getting around to that real soon.
What are you talking about?
We're gonna
about?
Be coming back to your username now soon.
Not really.
We need a nice little thing. Really, we need really a thing.
Like, I mean, I'm just like, I like my usernames.
We need a thing.
I'm just not in that phase of my...
Supposed to find you.
What? I literally didn't hear you. The face you made is scaring me. I don't like it. Where can he find you?
How are people supposed to find you?
Ari Dolo.
Actually, you know what? For this episode and this episode only, I don't think I'm going to share my social medias because...
You still haven't changed them?
Well, I haven't changed the username yet.
That's what I'm saying. You still haven't changed them.
Yeah, so I haven't changed them, so I don't know what they're exactly good they're all going to be
yet. Because you guys can't find them.
And so...
Good luck. Maybe next time.
Maybe next week. But, fuck, then yeah, that's everything.
Okay.
Do I have any of the usual exit lines that I usually say?
I mean, we just keep yapping at the end. That's the thing. We just keep talking after we say bye. You know, that's why I'm in my journals. In my journal entries, I'm always, like, at the end, I'm like, all right, because I'm going to go now. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I just remember one more thing. And I'll yap about it in my journal.
JK.
I love journaling. I treated like my own diary.
No, I love journaling. Where's all my fucking eyes?
Oh, my God. I was going to say, one time, this happened recently, actually, earlier this week. I went to the park close to my house. Mm-hmm. You know where they have the fair?
Uh-huh.
I went down there, and, like, I had my little blanket, and I laid down there.
We filmed there.
We did. Anyways, I was there, and I was like... getting a little tan. I was like kind of the shape. I was getting a little tan too because I was like, you know, because like I had like a shirt to like, I had a strapless shirt.
Mm.
So I was like to get my own shoulders more tan because like I had a little farmer's tan going on where like I had the line right here on my arm. So I was like, let me try and even it out a little. So I was getting a little tan and I was reading and I got a little, you know, a little in the clouds, you know. Some people get white out of nowhere. I look up in my book and like these guys accumulated and they're like working out and it was fine. They were just like kind of setting up. But then I'm like, okay, chill. I go back to reading, out of fucking nowhere, I hear laughter, and I'm like, okay, that adds up. I mean, I'm in a park, but I'm, like, all the way at the end, you know, so I'm like, why am I hearing so much fucking laughter? I look up, a little, like, football team of kids, like, accumulated also. I'm like, where did these kids come from? And there was, like, a whole line of cars. I just thought it was, like, the cars driving around.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm going.
I just became so oblivious. I didn't realize, sometimes I feel like I'm pretty self-aware, but, like, I never felt so oblivious until then. So, like, how did I not notice any of that? I mean, it's just a park. I mean,
I feel like I can't. I don't know. I don't know where to go tan.
I mean, I just read. I mean, I was a little in the shade. Like, I still got a tan.
But I want to find somewhere where I can lay down.
I mean, I lay down. I just had my blanket. You know that blue blanket? I think we used it when we filmed.
Mm-hmm.
I just laid there on that.
But can I take my shirt off?
I mean, yeah. For you, it's socially acceptable. You're a man. No one's gonna look at you for like taking your shirt off, especially if you're in your own little way. I mean, like I was by myself until they came over, but like they chose to come over there. It was such a big affiliate. They chose to come over where I was at. So I mean, who's it gonna fucking bother? I mean, it's not like you're like, it's not like you're naked. I would say it's fine. I don't think anyone's gonna say anything to you about like having your shirt off.
Do you want to see that?
No thanks. I think we need to end it right here. I think we gotta end the yapping.
We're gonna go ahead and wrap up this episode.
Yeah. We're gonna make some Tiki Talks.
We're gonna make some
Tiki Talks. Maybe a little shopping? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go? Look at us. See if we could find anything for a background. I mean, it wouldn't really hurt to look.
Oh,
I mean, you
yeah.
really don't wanna take a look-see?
We would love to hear if anyone would like to tell us.
Oh, yeah, any recommendations? Well, we should do our background. I feel like... we don't have to do the pink and purple. I mean, you were saying that even earlier today, but I mean, like, even just stuff that are, like, our own style. Like, I'm really into cheetah print, so I don't know. Maybe I have, like, a cheetah print background on my side.
I still want it to be, like, a little cohesive, like, together.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, where it just, like, goes, like, it looks good. Yeah. We could have a nice blend. But, like I don't know. Stuff. Like, you don't want to have, like, your own styles also, because, like, it doesn't have to be just colors, like, pink and purple.
Yeah, I like this, though, because, like, you can tell, like, we both did it. But this is like
you really don't like that cheetah, girl. You really you lifted your eyebrow.
I know. It's just like this
really?
Is like this looks like you can
I mean,
tell
yeah,
we both
blend,
did
like,
it.
I'm saying like we could like have our own styles, but like somehow make it blend. Maybe like accent colors, or like maybe like the background it blends together, but like our accent pieces, I guess.
Cheetah print.
Really? I love cheetah print.
No, that sounds cute. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap
I
up.
I love zebra print. I had a birthday cake. What? Okay, we're gonna wrap it up at my cheetah print. But now that you're talking about your schlong. I had a zebra birthday cake. It was rainbow.
Really?
I loved it. It's like one of the best cakes. I loved that cake so much. I think I was turning 12.
Love you so much.
Thanks. let's end it now.
Anyway, we're gonna figure something out. If you have any suggestion, please comment them down below. We need something. Because we've been discussing this for weeks, months even.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time to go, so goodbye.